This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, in the last minutes before the show, I start typing like a crazy man, and man, is it all over the place. Yeah? Huh? You like that? Anyway... I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and the time that you spend. Hey, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show tonight. Look, it is Friday, and I always like Friday because we kick it off with Xander Gibb. No, he's not one of the Gibb brothers. Don't get all excited. Xander starts off every week with us, and always get a kick out of being with him and talking about this stuff. It's really, you know, some of the stories that you hear about, some of the stories that you read about, you go, they can't be true. And then you start finding out about them, and you go, oh my God, I can't believe these people actually think this way. Now the beauty, this is going to be really fun. Nancy Pelosi. I'd heard earlier that she had suggested that President Trump should have done his tour in Europe and the Middle East alphabetically. That way he wouldn't have hurt anybody's feelings that way. And like I care, right? All right. Let's listen. Let's hear what she really had to say, because I'm floored that we allow these people to be in the legislature. I know you can't just throw them out, which is really too bad. You know what I'm saying? But it's just amazing. The mindset of that woman. And she believes her. I mean, she believes it to be true. She believes all that stuff. Why doesn't anybody else think like her? That's kind of where her head's at. And what happened to the clip? Oh, there it is. God, I hate when that happens. All right, take a listen. See if we can do this before we run out of time. So this is Pelosi complaining. Well, she complains about Trump all the time. But anyhow, here we go.
For your impressions of President Trump's trip so far, his first foreign trip, and if you think it's been a successful trip and some of the messages he's been trying to deliver.
Do I think it's a successful trip? Here's the thing. I was in...
Now, you realize, dumb question. It is a dumb question, because there's no way on the sweet God's earth that she's going to answer that it's he's doing a good job, he's making some inroads, yada, yada. She's not going to do it. Why waste the time?
Like four countries, five countries, whatever, during the break. And during that time, if anybody said anything to me, not the heads of state, because they understand that, respectful of our head of state, and so we don't engage in any conversations of that kind with them. But any members of civil society or any people that we had met with outside of the officialdom of those countries, and they would bring up President Trump and their criticism. I said, you know what? That's not why we're here. We don't criticize our president when we go abroad. We may have our disagreements, which we...
I'm glad she added that because I was about ready to swallow my tongue when she said, well, we don't criticize the president. And then it was that long pause. Boom. She must have hit her in the head going, oh, wait a minute, I do that every day. Never mind.
Holy air in our own country, but we don't go overseas and criticize our president. So if that's what you came to this meeting to do, that's not what we are here to do. Same thing, while he's there, we'll have some things to say about his visit. I have.
Now, we may not criticize him about what he's doing here, but hey, while he's there, we'll have some things to say about what he's doing there. But that's not criticism.
I thought it was unusual for the President of the United States to go to Saudi Arabia first. Saudi Arabia? It wasn't even alphabetical. I mean, Saudi Arabia.
Did you catch that? Wasn't even alphabetical. Boy, that makes all the sense in the world. I will. You know what? Get his planner on the phone, will you? Why didn't they understand this? Why didn't they know this going in? I don't get it. I'm sorry. I just think this stuff is you can't make this stuff up, right?
Maybe. Now, notice the previous five presidents: President Reagan, President George Herbert Walker Bush, President Clinton, President George W. Bush, and President.
She got a little confused, but that's how she always thinks.
President Obama, four of them went to Canada first, and one of them went to Mexico. George W. Bush went to Mexico.
Well, there you go. The precedent's been set, right? We should do exactly what Obama... Oh, never mind. Don't.
Mexico first. In our hemisphere. It didn't have to be in our hemisphere, but our friends and neighbors.
Doesn't have to be in our hemisphere. It should at least be in the universe, Nancy. It should be the same in the universe. What do you think?
What was the decision-making process to go to Saudi Arabia first? That's a question that I have. And what policy...
Oh, there it is. We need an investigation. That's right. Let's say we need a special prosecutor to find out why. Why would he go to Saudi Arabia first? Why? That doesn't make... They're the ones that supply the terrorists for the tower. There's got to be a connection. Right?
See, flows from that. Are there further questions I'll have when the president returns? No.
I just want you to be aware of something. You probably already know this. Your tax dollars pay for her. Think about it. Your tax dollars are paying for her to be in that seat, for her to have a microphone. Sweet Jesus. God help us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Cycle. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more.
Oh, in Western Massachusetts, Mrs. Clinton says there's a full-fledged attack on truth and reason. The part she left out was, by my party. Joe Vincenzo, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. My guest every week, we kind of start off the weekend together. No, no, it's not what it sounds like. Seriously. I'm a happily married man. Thank you. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins us, and no, he's not one of the Gibb brothers. Xander Gibb joins us as he does every Friday to help us kick off the weekend. Xander, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure.
Okay. Now,
good evening. How are you?
I don't know. You're not tall enough, white enough, or blonde enough for those boys, right? I mean, they're all kind of pencils.
I have the hair and the voice and then the goatee.
Yeah, there you go. You just don't. Yeah. You need the lighter hair, though. You have to do something with
that.
Anyway. Hey, I don't know if you had friends, relatives, or loved ones this week over in England that may have been affected by what took place, but our hearts and prayers go out to them and with them, and just a sad. You think it'll change anything in the UK now? Do you think they're really? I watched a skirmish yesterday that somebody videoed there in the UK, and I saw that their police don't carry guns. I mean,
no,
seriously.
They don't. They never have. Unless they're protecting a politician or it's at the airport. But in answer to your question, no, absolutely nothing is going to change. Because both there and here, we have this systemic problem where the powers that be have been more concerned about not being seen as racist than protecting its own citizens. Because for me, ultimately, the issue here is about the fact that that person was on a watch list. I'm not going to name them. And I'm not going to use the name that I use for them on my show because, you know.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Because they're syndicated. But ultimately, they knew that this person had that potential. That's why they were on a watch list. Now, here's the thing for me. I think you probably have been on a watch list, too. I know that I have, you know, being a conservative commentator in the time of Obama. And I don't really care about that because I had no ill will, no bad intentions. So if they followed me, if they listened to me or any of those things, that is absolutely fine. That is a small price to pay because they have nothing to hide, apart from the, you know, On Sunday nights, I wear a wig and call myself Fifi. I have nothing to hide from the government. So if you don't have anything to hide, why do you need to be worried about being surveilled?
Wait a minute. I'm so floored at the comment you made earlier. So what are the police called in the UK? They're probably called the police, right? Now I really feel stupid. What are they called?
Yeah, they're called the police. Like
okay,
cops.
There you go. Not like the music group. Just anyway.
No,
so
no.
But you say the only place they carry guns are when they're protecting government officials and or at the airport, right?
Yeah, or celebrities. They carry guns when they're protecting celebrities.
Unreal.
You know.
Just unreal. Yep. So even with the increased violence in the streets and things that are going on there in England, they still can't get those people. They still can't get them to carry guns or I don't know, maybe there's a half a dozen in an area that carries guns. I find this ridiculous, don't you?
I totally do. But you know that.
And you're not a gun lover. And you're not a gun lover.
I'm not a gun hater either.
So, no.
You know,
me.
I've shared many times and you know your wife will tell you that my issue with guns is because I'm scared of them. Because they don't know how to use them properly, but I am going to amend that this year. But the two countries are so vastly different. You know, we have the right to bear arms here, but you don't in the UK. You know, if you live in a rural area or you're a farmer or you know you kind of you know have a sporting gun, then you're allowed to have a gun. But for anything else, no way.
Interesting. That really is interesting. That again, quote-unquote metropolitan type of city like that, and you can't protect its citizens properly. That's just this is so crazy in so many ways. Anyway, all right. Yeah, you want to finish that up? No? Yeah, maybe.
But don't dare call that that terrorist Islamic, or you'll be in trouble. You know, don't you dare.
I'm just amazing. All right, so listen, coming up in June and July, maybe not in England, but here, we're going to have a nationwide Day of Rage, okay? And I thought we were already having, like, weeks of rage, months of rage. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Apparently, I didn't get the memo. But some of the banners read things like, this is war and become ungovernable. I mean, are we serious about this? This is going to go from Los Angeles, New York, I guess, let me see, major outbreaks in Denver, Chicago, and a bunch of these people are going to come out from every corner. They call them protests. I guarantee you, you know, my week's pay against yours, you know, or lunch, whichever one is more money, that these are going to be riots. These are going to be flat-out riots in these cities. Nobody will hold them accountable. I hope they jailed a lot of them. Anybody who breaks the law while they're out there doing a quote-unquote protest, I think they should be thrown in jail immediately. I mean, this is
I totally agree, and this is one time when I should be making sure that I've got a gun, to be honest. You know, this is not about exercising one's right to protest. This is about an excuse to riot. And mark my words, there'll be trouble. You know, I honestly don't want there to be, but the thing is that all of this flaunting in the face of law enforcement and all of these things and all that's right, you know, all of this resistance, you know, I'm here to tell you that resistance is futile. And these people that are resisting, you know, Hillary calling herself part of the resistance now. Let her resist those prison bars when we finally get her in Rikers Island.
Well, who's going to listen? I was talking to somebody today that hangs out in D.C., I'll put it that way. And he said to me, they're not going to go after her. She's not the president. She's not in elected office. There's no upside to this. And I said, yes, there is.
There is.
It's to keep her from running again. It's to keep her from getting in office. It's to keep her from trying to put her daughter in office or allowing her the freedom to run around and put pressure on other people, you know, to put people like her daughter in office. There is a reason to do this. I'm amazed at the short-sightedness of the GOP and others in Washington. I guess I'm
right.
Not amazed.
I mean, I think that the American public, we need closure with regards to this, and I think that ultimately she, let's face it, the things that this woman has got away with, and you know, they keep saying there's no two-tier justice system in America. Well, if there isn't, then let's put that to end, and let's get Hillary in jail where she belongs for all the things that she's done. You know, not just the email stuff, but, you know, the trailer, you know, usually the phrase, you know, she knows where the bodies are buried is just a phrase, but with Hillary Clinton, it's absolute
real.
Fact.
It's real. Oh, God. We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Life. Don't go far. We'll be right back with Xander Gibb. Seriously, we'll have a good time, even if you're not here.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. I don't know. Can you see that, Xander? Does it show up?
I can.
You can. See that?
Yeah, I've got mine on here, too. My disco ball is on right now.
We're gonna get rollerblades
in the background now.
Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. What a way to introduce the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and sending us emails and being in the chat room and what is that other thing called, the Facebook feed? Being in the Facebook feed, that's a big deal, too. So I do appreciate the time that you're talking and conversing, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. Anyway, let me bring him in because he talks so much better than I do. So we'll bring in Xander Gibb. He's on with me every week. He's a talk show host and I don't even know what to call you. You're like a media mogul, aren't you? You do radio and television.
I absolutely am. Totally.
How do people find you? I don't mean physically.
Well, any pizza parlor after the show in New York City, but ZanderGift.com, everything's there, and the show is 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and we will be doing a show on Monday. Are you on Monday, too?
I believe so. I may be alone, but...
I'll call in.
Yeah.
I'll call in. Put the world to rights.
Yeah, there you go. You should see the look I just got from the producer, but that'll work. As long as you stay on, she can't hurt me. Anyway, so you are on Monday. No, I tell you what, dude. Anyway, she's got a gun over there. She really does.
Good.
Anyway, come on. I got to move on this. San Francisco. God.
Might have said that if they were Japanese.
I think it was a former Klingon or something. Anyway, San Francisco School Board approves extra protection and services. Not for the students, but for illegals. The students of San Francisco Unified District are convinced the school board members on Tuesday to adopt a new policy with extra, because they have so much money, protection and services for illegal immigrants. Now, they adopted this resolution, and it forbids school officials or employees from cooperating with immigration and customs enforcement. Now, these These are the same nut jobs. These are the same fools up there in San Francisco, which allowed, I can't think of the young lady's name, that they allowed the illegal to shoot up there. You know, they allow, it's a sanctuary city. This place is just out of control. And every one of those people should lose their jobs, should lose their seats, because they're going 180 degrees from the Constitution that they agreed to protect. And they're using it as toilet paper. What say you?
I always, you know, all of this sanctuary city stuff and you know, right, you know, I always have to sit and scratch my head, because it's like non-Americans are getting more rights than the Americans. When did America become the place where you go to get more rights than the people that actually live there legally?
We're paying the taxes. It's our tax money that's going out on this. I don't understand how they justify for a second they're going to get extra protection. And not only that, one cop is not going to get in the way of another cop. It's not going to happen. If they really believe that on-site sheriffs or, you know, school police or what have you are going to get in front of a federal official, they're out of their minds. They really, you know, the legislators here in California really have some issues. I won't say every single one of them, but the majority of them do, because they think they're above the law. They think they're above the feds, except when they run out of money. When they run out of money, they're like spoiled little 15-year-old brats, and they want to come back at the federal government and say, well, look, even though we hate you, even though we don't want to follow your laws, even though he's not our president, we'd like $100 billion, please. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have a suggestion, then. Why not make these liberal areas pay for this kind of thing? Because if you want extra things like that, then pay for them. Pay for them out of your own salary. If you're the ones that are suggesting to do it, if you want extra things like that, then you pay for it from your own salary.
I agree with you. They should come out of their own budget. They're already struggling up there with money. That whole San Francisco area, San Francisco County, they're already struggling. And now, I don't know how this happens. I do not know how they come out with these things that are, again, they're against the law. How do you pass a resolution that's against the law? I'm sorry. I'm just lost on this one. This one is a hot button for me, because I look at this and I just go, okay, so you're going to take federal agents that are trying to protect your kids. You know, God forbid that they leave one of these gang members. What is it? They just found out there were a whole bunch of, what is that? Was it? MS-13. I keep thinking it's MS, and I'm thinking, oh, that's a disease. That can't be right. But they are a disease, so it must be okay. MS-13, yeah. Right? So they got into this country. The feds knew they were coming into the country. They did absolutely nothing to stop them. I got to believe that the Obama administration, they just really didn't care about us. They really just didn't care about what happened to the American people. Not when I look at this, at this level. All right, I needed a minute to vent. You okay? I won't hurt you. I promise.
I mean, I totally see where you come from. You know, immigration is a big bugbear for me. It's something that we should fix very quickly. And you know, the Republicans have been saying, you know, even when I was a Democrat, they were saying, let's build a wall, and then we will talk about ways to deal with all of this immigration, but liberals don't even want to meet us halfway on that. But wouldn't you think, you know, even the things that have happened in Manchester this week, wouldn't you think, because all of these things are connected as far as I'm concerned, if you're letting people into your country that are not vetted, and then they end up, and then they, you know, God forbid they'd be on a watch list, but then they end up, you know, bombing some concert and killing kids, you know, wouldn't you think that that's indicative of the fact that you need to change the way that you're doing things?
You are presuming they have brain cells to rub together.
Yeah. Well, you know, being someone with a lot of brain cells, you know, I speak as I find it, but I expect those that are elected officials that are elected to keep us safe to have some brain cells to rub together. But obviously, you know, sometimes that is just a bit of an over-presumption.
These people, I am so floored by these people on a regular basis. It's just amazing to me. Now, when you went to college, you did go to college, right? Because, I mean, I could stop the conversation now if you didn't. All right. So when you went to college and Yeah, what were some of the classes? Do you remember any of the classes you took? And I mean, not the norm, but was there anything outside the norm, kind of cool class that you took you thought would maybe help you later on in life?
In regular college, because, you know, when I went to college, computers were just becoming popular, and I went to kind of...
So you are older than you told me. Okay.
Right. Of course I am, but I'm 35 if anybody asks, and we'll be next year and the year after that, too. So, yeah, I did computers because I kind of wanted to be ahead of the curve, but, you know, find it really difficult to kind of understand, you know, back then with those old computers. But no, I mean, when I went to religious college, you know, they didn't offer, you know, like a course in Madonna or anything like that. It was all theologies, unfortunately.
Well, apparently now there's, you know, they're trying to branch out and they're trying to teach different things in college and kind of broaden your experience. So Hunter College will now offer students a class in abolition of whiteness. So Hunter College will offer students the abolition of whiteness course this fall to discuss how white supremacy and violence influence individual identity. The course taught by a woman and, I'm sorry, the course is taught by Professor Jennifer Gabori. She is the head of Women and Gender Studies. I mean, isn't this interesting that all of these professors that maybe head up or teach women and gender studies always seem to teach against white people and white men especially? And the course fulfills a quarter of the points needed for 1 year. Can you believe this?
Are you kidding me?
Not making it up. I swear I'm not making it up. You know?
I think what they need to do is they need to put all of these liberals in one area of the country. Let's send them to Canada. How about that? Get them all gone to Canada.
Oh.
And then there wouldn't be a problem.
Let me see. On the flyer, this is just hilarious. It describes it as an overview of whiteness studies in the United States, specifically focusing on concepts of consciousness. Well, why would they write about that? They're obviously unconscious themselves. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. I need to go throw up. Joel, your host, will be back in just a few minutes.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
God bless America. Keeps me from going on my mind. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I'm trying to keep my sense of humor about me. I heard that, I saw that they kicked the Facebook feed again. I don't know what we're doing wrong. We're not doing anything wrong. We're just trying to get information out, and apparently that is distasteful to somebody over there at Facebook. You know? I heard that they had 4,500 people and were hiring another 3,000 or hired another 3,000. You know, I guess with that much of a big deal.
Right?
What's that?
To monitor the Facebook live feeds.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
so basically, if you've got some libtard that's monitoring your feed, they can just cut you off at any minute, and that's a concern.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love this. I love how they, you know, it's kind of, well, you have a TOC violation. What the heck does that mean? That document's what, 600 pages? Give me a break. Anyway,
what,
you know what?
Did TOC
I think about it?
For?
We go out live on several platforms. And we're going to find out, we're probably going to find a way to post up there at the same time we do Facebook, post up there what we got, you know, how other ways they can get it. Because we're live on YouTube. We're live on Ustream. Ustream's got a great feed. It's very clear. There's a whole bunch of ways to make this work. But the irritant is like, give me a break. You guys can't handle a little controversial conversation? It's really that bad? Thank you, Kimberly. She says we violate the TOC just by existing.
Yes.
All right.
I have to say, though, in seriousness, I'm getting fed up with it because when it happens and you've got quite a lot of people in your feed, mm-hmm. a lot of them don't wait for the feed to begin again.
Nope.
And I don't blame them, but, I get complaints all the time, and it's not my fault. I'm not responsible for Facebook, you know.
Right. No, I agree with you. All right, so I want to finish the story because I think you'll enjoy this. I mean, I can't imagine if you're a parent that spends $20,000-$30,000 a year to send your daughter or son or unicorn to college, Hunter College especially in this case, they have a new class called
inclusion.
Yes, I didn't want to leave anybody out. I try to be as inclusive as humanly possible.
Exactly.
The abolition of whiteness is an actual class that they're giving. And the flyer has some comments in it I think you guys will really enjoy. So the flyer from 2016 says it's an overview of whiteness studies in the United States, specifically focusing on concepts of consciousness, invisibility, disavowal. Is that a real word? Disavowal. Sounds terrible. And resentment. No, it says vowel. Disavowal.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, yes, she has spoken, so we'll just leave it there for now. Anyway, it goes on to say, we'll be examining how whiteness and or white supremacy and violence is intertwined with conceptions of gender, race, sexuality, class, body, ability, nationality, and age. The description continues, adding that a petition for this course is on file with the College Senate so that it fulfills pluralism and diversity parts B, C, or D, blah, 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 and you're a moron. There you go. See, there it is. I just tied it all up in a nice thing. Can you believe the psychobabble from these people?
It's ridiculous. And the concern is, though, that there are far too many people that are subscribing to this. It's like if I made a big deal and said, I all these people get their own bathrooms. I want a unicorn bathroom. People would laugh at it. But how much more silly is it for me to ask for a unicorn bathroom than for someone that is male, who is living as a female, asking for a separate bathroom? Go and use the janitor's closet or the nurse's office or whatever you need to do.
Oh, God, I walked into Starbucks the other day. There's two bathrooms side by side. Now, I always know when I walk in there in this one particular Starbucks, I have to go to the left. That's where the men's room is. So I walked in. I started walking to the left, and I see a picture with a dress on it. I'm like, whoa, what happened? And so now they have a picture of a dress on the left, on the same door, on the same plaque. Picture of the dress on the left. Picture of a guy, obviously, somebody in pants on the right. And then in the middle, it's a half dress, half pants. And I'm thinking to myself, I am so confused. Because either there's gender neutrality or there isn't. And if there's 79 different kinds of genders, then where's the unicorn picture, as you put it? Such hypocrisy, is it not?
It is, but I have to point out to you, Joe, in all fairness, you can't get me wrong like that. I'm not actually unicorn. I'm trans unicorn.
Okay. I'm sorry. Accept my apology for my white privileged self, would you?
You got to check it at the door, Joe.
Oh, God. This is, look at, you look at the list of the stories that, you know, people send me or that I see, right? The abolition right here of whiteness, free thought is rejected at Lawrence University. Let me see, what else is there? Biden blasts at one of the commencement speeches and everybody cheered him. He blasts populism, right? Like, you're not supposed to be proud of your country, proud of yourself. You know, a professor lists surviving misogyny, racism as liberating. I mean, seriously? I'm just like, it's almost like you're breathing too much. Stop.
It just, the concern is that there is so much of this about now. It's like I'm already nauseous just from listening to it. Really, I am.
But I would love to find the headlines from a newspaper in, I don't know, 1975, when we were still, you know, the sex, drugs, and rock and roll was still part of the conversation. But I'm sure there wasn't this craziness. There wasn't this dizziness going on. Look, at you're younger than I am. We probably run in two different groups or what have you. I mean, does anybody... You can't tell me everybody in the LGBTQ community buys into this. I'm just not buying it, unless I'm just a bonehead.
I don't speak for the LGBTQ, ABC,
well, they won't let you
community.
Anymore. Yes.
No, they don't let me anymore because I deal in facts. But there you go. And no, they probably would. They probably would feed into it because you see the leadership of the LGBT. I'm sorry, I can't call it that. The leadership of the gay community has just become so commercially oriented, and if there's nothing to whine about, then there's no money to be made.
That's a good point. That's a good. You know, I had Walt Heyer on the show, and he regularly counsels with the transgenders that want to go back. And he said what they're finding now is that over 40% of those who claim that they're going to commit suicide unless they have the operation, I'm sorry, out of all the ones that claim they're going to commit suicide if they don't have the operation, 40% of them still want to commit suicide long after the operation. They realize that what they've done hasn't fixed the emptiness that they have, hasn't fixed the issues and the problems they're trying to work through. It's almost like a free pill. You go in, you go through a couple of counseling sessions. It's just crazy what we're doing with people or what we're allowing people to do in the name of individualism or something along those lines. I don't know. And I'm not trying to be cold. You know that.
Well, when I lived in the UK, I worked in the field of mental health. And before they would offer surgery to people with trans issues, they had to fix themselves. Before they did that, and many of the people that had the counseling, after they'd had the counseling, decided that this actually that wasn't the answer for them. But just imagine having gone through all of that. You know, imagine if you're born a male, you have all of this done, and then you're like, I'm not happy like this. Well, what do? I don't think it's reversible.
No, we were told. We were told by one that no, it's not reversible. Should I say how you still? Producer Tammy's going, no, don't, please, don't say it. Don't say it all. But you know, but again.
Something can't be undone.
I'm sorry. Anyway. No, but it's really too
did
bad.
You keep your mistake, sir? I mean, ma'am.
Now, you said you were part of the mental health. We need to clarify. You weren't actually an inmate. You actually worked at the place, right?
No.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
All right, I just want to clarify. I don't want anybody walking away confused.
No. I am as crazy as the next person, but you know, I'm qualified and crazy, so it's all good.
Yeah. Again, our young kids fight with enough. They fight with enough for their identity. They fight with enough, trying to figure out what they're going to be when they grow up, even while they're in college. They've got all these issues they're going through. Worried about finances. Worried about where they're going to live, what part of the country, who they're going to be with, and now they have to pick a gender. Right?
Right,
and hopefully they're not white.
I'm more concerned who's going to pay for the pizza, you know.
God. Tell people.
Is that fair enough, Sammy?
Yes. Tell people where they can find you.
XanderKemp.com or at the local pizza parlor.
And this, I was going to say, this time I mean physically because you know what I'm saying. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. That's Xander Gibb. You can find him. Just head over to XanderGibb.com. Seriously, XanderGibb.com. When we start, you know what? I'm gonna go over the stories. About the I don't know, what was that college? God, I hate when I do this to myself. Tucker Carlson tonight interviewed the teacher that is being just beat up by the kids, verbally abused by the kids on campus, because it's supposed to be a white-free campus, I guess, for a day or two. We'll go through the story and I'll let you know about it. But this is craziness at its finest. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.